Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is, I think, the most accurate take on Davis Mills, who he is, and what they expect from their backup quarterback of been a Texan for, what, 5 years, 6 years? I mean, good Lord, he's been around forever. Here's the head coach on the this week's starting quarterback.
Davis is a super, super smart guy, sharp guy. Just seeing how he operates in the huddle, I mean, just seeing how he can fix things when we're not all the way right. When guys are coming out of the huddle, they have questions, Davis gets it fixed very quickly, articulates it very well in the huddle. And now it's about post-snap. Like, post-snap, can we go through? Can we make the proper reads? Can we get to the right spot with the football? And can we just execute, right? Davis doesn't have to do too much, right? We just all have to do our job. Nobody has to step up, do anything different. Everybody just has to execute and do their job. What they're here for is to go out and play good football, and that's all we're expecting them to do Sunday.
And this week, the difference between last week and this week is that Davis Mills will have a full week to prepare for and with his team for the opponent instead of taking half of the scout team reps. Here's Davis Mills talking about the difference really between the action he saw last week and what he plans on seeing this week.
Definitely. Normal, I guess, NFL practices, the backup quarterback's not getting most of the reps throughout the week. So it's nice having a game plan built around you and being able to rep all those plays throughout the week to see the different defensive looks from the look team and go out there and execute the plays early in the week so you can kind of make it work on Sunday.
I don't know if he's earned the hype music yet or not, T. But I do.
He definitely has not. We're working our way there.
I do feel good about his ability to go out and do what D'Amico said and what he just said after a full week's of practice. Week worth of practice, and this particular opponent who's given up 250 yards a game, one of the worst pass defenses in the league. I think they've got 10 sacks. As a team defensively, their leading sacker is Eric Armstead's got 3.5 sacks, I believe, from the inside. Yes, Josh Hines-Allen has been a problem, can be a problem. We know that well here in Houston, but it's not like this is an overwhelming defense to any stretch of the imagination. This is not a team that should overwhelm the Houston Texans. And I'm saying that on November the 5th, having watched every game film and knowing exactly who I'm talking about in Houston.
They've come back down to earth. Early in the season,
Jacksonville has come back down to earth, and I'm going to tell you, say what you want about the performance last week. I agree with everybody. It was disappointing, but the way that this offensive line handled up front, particularly in pass protection, but the way that they handled Denver's front was impressive. The fact that you didn't have more than 4 sacks, the fact that a good chunk of those sacks were really, really holding the football along. It wasn't just like those immediate through the A-gap sacks. That we've seen in the past, whatever they've done to get to that point versus Denver where they were able to handle some of that pressure, I believe it's real. I believe it's going to bode well this week. And if you're not a group, a defense that can overwhelm this Texans offense, then I think the offense, it's shown this week, this year, with C.J. Stroud, albeit, but it's shown this year, when they're not overwhelmed up front, they put a pretty good offensive product on the field. And I don't think this team is going to be able to overwhelm this offense the way they did, what was that, week three. I just don't think it's going to happen. And with Davis Mills stepping in there, nothing should change.
Bring on the Jaguars.
The game plan, Davis talked about his own game plan. Ain't no game plan revolving around you. I mean, there should be no change. This is, everything stays the same. You keep on keeping on. You weren't asking C.J. Stroud to do anything extravagant. You were asking C.J. Stroud to just simply be boring, death by a thousand cuts. Get the ball out of
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your hand, take calculated risk. I mean, those are all things that Davis Mills should have to do to survive. CJ has options. CJ's good enough to have options. When he does hold the ball, even though I don't like it, I can see CJ's trying to make a big play. CJ can throw a dime 40 yards down the field. CJ can do X, Y, and Z. Davis Mills shouldn't even have that temptation. Davis Mills should be locked in on exactly what this offense needs, and then we all just sit there and hope, okay, well, when they do dial up the shot, when it's there, does he have the ability to make the throw and go get it? Otherwise, the offense stays flat.
I think things change. I don't think the game plan so much changes. They should – now, I do wonder – maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but I do wonder if there are some things that Nick Caley may not call because he doesn't trust – Davis as much as maybe he would trust CJ. I wonder for some of that, but I think the biggest difference is that the Texans, I think, will be missing on Sunday or however long he's out, is I think what you were describing to me, the can make a play when things break down, can make a play when everything isn't drawn up right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say CJ has been spectacular at that this year. I do think he gives you a much better chance than Davis in those situations. And as you know, in the NFL, except for that San Francisco 49ers game, in the NFL, generally, there comes moments where you have to – things doesn't go everything correctly.
Yeah.
Somebody misses something. You know, Tomlinson misses a block or something. Andrews misses a blitz or something. Can you still make a play? And I think that's the big thing that they're missing with Davis Mills being there.
I think we are in a really – well, we won't be because you'd be 3-6. But I think if you told me right now Davis is going to go out there and he's going to play good football, he's not going to turn it over, and they're going to get a couple of sacks because he just doesn't have, let's call it, the escapability that C.J. Stroud has, right? I'll take that. I'll take that quarterback product right now. Out of a backup quarterback, I'll take it right now, right? I mean, to me, you go out there, and if this game comes down to, you know, Davis Mills couldn't make a 60-yard throw on a boot that throw back across your body, okay, I got to live with that, right? I mean, that's something I'm willing to live with. That's something that, hey, it's a backup quarterback. We can all stomach that. What you can't stomach is going out there in this offense trying to look totally different because it's C.J. Stroud. I mean, because C.J. Stroud's not there and Davis Mills is. The reality of it is from a game plan perspective, Ron, one guy has elite potential. One guy is a backup. Stylistically, you approach the game exact same way, right? You don't go out there and change what you're doing. You got two guys that are the best version of themselves is going to be from the pocket. If they're going to affect the game with their legs, it's going to be pushing up in the pocket vertically and taking off straight down the field. Unfortunately, like we saw C.J. Stroud getting hurt last week. That's the deal. I don't want either one of these guys floating to the sideline, to be honest with you. I trust C.J. more in that situation, but I don't want either one of them floating to the sideline. I don't want either one of them holding the football. I really don't want any of them affecting the game with their legs if we can help it, because you see what happens when they do that. So, this is a stand pat, move forward as is, and you got a lesser opponent. Don't make mistakes. You got a great defense. If you just go out there and don't make mistakes and stay in this offense, you score 20+. And I'm confident in saying that. You score 20+.
This defense with Jacksonville,
absolutely.
Let's get it on, baby.
Yeah, there was opportunities to score 20+ points last week versus Denver's defense. And I'm talking about opportunities that Nick Caley drew up and the quarterback didn't make the throw. Or you miss a kick, or whatever it may be. There was an opportunity to score 20 last week against Denver. Should this team go out and be able to score and feel confident in scoring at least 20 against Jacksonville? Hell yes. And with our defense, that could win the game. Depending on how the game goes and when you score 20 and how you score 20.
I definitely think they can win the game. Yeah, I definitely think that. And I think Davis is good enough to win this game on Sunday. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think we see much of a change, right? I mean, now if this game gets out of whack and you need a CJ type of player to get you out of it, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Cuz we ain't got that.
Yeah, that's going to say that's the change.
Fear, right? Yeah. That's the concern, right? Yeah, hopefully you don't get in that position with our defense. Now, that's Ron Ugly, T-Mills behind the glass on the ones and twos. Hey, boys. Hooters is back.
Has Hooters been gone?
Or y'all get, well, I mean, hell, they went bankrupt.
I know they went bankrupt.
They just absolutely tanked. They closed over 50 stores.
Oh, did they?
Apparently, here's the announcement, baby. All right, they've, the original Hooters owners have bought it back. The original Hooters owners have bought it back, and they're bringing it back. They're calling it a re-Hooterization. Re-Hooterization. They're bringing back the original uniforms.
Did John Daly come up with it?
Hey, he's probably involved.
Re-Hooterization.
You like that? Tyler really likes it. Original uniforms. Hand-breaded wings. And that beach bar energy that made Hooters iconic in the first place. How about that, boys? Are y'all out on Hooters, or y'all give them a shot?
As long as there's booty cheeks hanging out of shorts, I'm in.
I enjoy the Daytona wings.
I'm going to tell you, man, that was the first wing I fell in love with.
Spicy garlic.
Whew. Yeah, Hooters wasn't – I've done some Hooters, but Hooters was not
I
as
mean, we
as,
all.
We're as talking big, about yeah. the restaurant with the
yeah,
beach vibe.
Yeah, right? No. Okay. I know. I've done some Hooters restaurant. Wasn't always high in it. I guess maybe Teresa wasn't always just going to take me to Hooters.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Wild wings.
At the peak of Hooters, when they were opening them all over the place, every NFL player had a NFL Hooters card, and we got half off our food at any Hooters location. And if you don't think me and the fellas didn't wear that damn Hooters, well, every Hooters within a 30-minute drive of Valley Ranch,
Dallas. You told us that was the kickoff spot, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez, oh, Pete, boy, this was. I mean, there was no competition, boys. So you could imagine any of them that was going to wear them little orange shorts and in them t-shirts, they was at Hooters. Now there was no competition whatsoever, other than the shake.
Where wings take
Hooters
drink.
By day, shake by night. I'm telling you, man, it was.
You think there was a crossover there?
I think there was a lot of crossover.
It's a never-ending party.
In fact, I firmly believe that there's a couple shakes in Dallas that did a lot of their hiring at Hooters.
Let's say, are they moving on, getting done with their shift, and going down to their next shift?
I mean, there was a time, right, when they'd be at Hooters working, and then all of a sudden they'd be in the shake, and then there'd be less and less Hooters. They'd slowly wean them off Hooters.
There but there's it was. Definitely glory hole.
Definitely, some of them started there.
How many
shake
spinoffs profession. Coming off of that? Obviously, Twin Peaks.
Depends on your stat. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Twin Peaks. Bombshells.
Bombshells.
I mean, love a good restaurant.
Yeah. They're back, boys. I mean, the hand-breaded wings is big. Ooh. Hand-breaded wings is big. I know that.
Yeah, not bad.
I wonder if they're going to wear those tall socks.
It gets cold.
I won't be looking at the socks.
Y'all are too young to even remember the socks.
Or the celery.
Back when we had class at Hooters.
I don't think they've ever stopped wearing the socks, dude. They're thick. They're the same socks.
Thick and scrunchies, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hooters socks, those were a staple. Those were just as much a part of the uniform as the orange shorts.
Hockey.
As the Owl's eyes.
Yeah.
People get Hooters. They're back, boys. It
takes them a while for them to get to the socks, but I hear you when you talk about the uniform.
Well, not even spend as much time as I did there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.